Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word comes to us from today's gospel lesson, Matthew 14, which you just heard. Story of Peter's experience out there on the Sea of Galilee. And having just heard that passage, I have to ask, what was Peter thinking? When he got out of that boat, what was going through his mind? I suppose we'll never really know the answer to that question. One thing it made me think of, maybe you've seen this happen, made this observation, when a little child is startled or scared by someone, they'll sometimes rush right at the person who scared them and wrap them up in their, put their arms right around their knees. It's an interesting reaction. Typically we think of running away from danger, but sometimes kids will go right at it. Maybe that's what was going on inside of Peter. Maybe in his fear, his first impulse was to run right to his teacher, even though he would be running on waves. Ultimately, I don't think it's crucial that we figure out why Peter called out, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." What is crucial is what happened next. What is crucial is that for a few moments, it worked. Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. Now, to state the obvious, this was a frightening situation. The disciples were out in the dark, in the boat, in churning waves. That was something that they were a little bit used to, most of them anyway. However, add to that scene the appearance of their teacher and master walking towards them on the waves, and that would be more than enough to rattle anyone, I would think. But once Peter has the assurance that really is Jesus, he hops out and goes directly to his Lord. He just happens to be going on top of a wind-whipped sea. And maybe not the walking on water part, but can you relate to Peter's impulse? Have you ever been in a situation that would be more than enough to rattle anyone and you go directly to Jesus for help? If you've done that, do you remember what happened when you did? Well, we know what happened next to Peter. He had been doing the impossible. He had been stepping on the waves, and it had been working. Because Jesus was the focus, right? Getting to Jesus was the goal. But you know what happened next. Matthew lets us know Peter saw the wind. And when Peter saw the wind, Matthew writes, he became afraid and he began to sink. And that's precisely the point at which I can jump in and tread water with Peter. Because I know what it means to see the wind and be afraid, even though I know Jesus is there. And I suspect you know what that's like as well. It's easy to see the wind when you find out your job is in jeopardy, and naturally you fear for your family. How will I provide for them? Have you seen the wind at the doctor's office when he or she comes into the room with a look on your face, on their face, that you know means something's not right? Have you seen the wind in a family that is fracturing, falling apart right before your very eyes? Do you see the wind in current events, in wars, rumors of wars, natural disasters, end times prophecies and predictions? Do you see the wind in a situation you're facing right now in which there are no easy answers to be had? In which you feel powerless to cause any change to happen? The cold wind of fear blows. It's blowing. It blows through each one of our lives. And when we give that wind our full attention, things only get worse. When we give the wind of fear our full attention, we're right there with Peter. We start to sink. But you know what that means? If we're giving the wind our full attention, we're not giving Jesus our full attention. And without Jesus, there is only churning water, howling wind, the fear of the unknown, maybe even the terror of death. Peter saw the wind. He became afraid. He started to sink. But Jesus was still there. And Peter, to his credit, remembered. Peter remembered Jesus, and that caused Peter to call out, "Lord, save me." Unfortunately for him, that's exactly what Peter needed and what Jesus had come to do. But he came not just to rescue Peter from drowning. He came to rescue him from the storm of sin. And he came not just to rescue Peter, but you and me. You may be seeing the wind right now in your life. That wind of fear may be howling and blowing. You may feel like you're sinking. And if that is the case, I urge you, remember Jesus. Call out to Him, "Lord, save me." That's exactly what He came to do. And He's come not just to walk on water, but to walk up the hill of Calvary. And there at the cross, to suffer punishment for sin, my sin and yours. Having paid for our sin in full, "It is finished," means it's all gone. He walks out of the tomb on that third day to provide the even greater miracle of eternal life to everyone who believes in Him. In faith, we cry out, "Lord, save me." And He does. You can walk on the water of your baptism, remembering the life that God gave you from the font. You can drink from the living water of Jesus' forgiveness, His blood poured into you, His body given to you, each and every time you come to His table. Hear the very voice of Jesus ringing out and speaking to your situation today. Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid. It's been said, a life of faith is a life of remembering. It is remembering Jesus is here, even when I see the wind. It's remembering to cry out, "Lord, save me." It's remembering to cry out, "Lord, have mercy." Or, "Lord, hear our prayer." It's remembering your baptism It's remembering Jesus in word and bread and wine. Lord, save me. That's our song. It's the church's anthem. Every Hosanna we've ever sung in worship and ever will sing is the same petition. Save us now, Lord Jesus. Now, Matthew doesn't let us go without letting us know how Jesus supplied and reacted to Peter's plea. He writes, Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped Jesus, saying to him, truly, you are the Son of God. Isn't that a great immediately? Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of Peter, grabbed him. He didn't let Peter drown. In his justice, he probably could have allowed Peter to have a pretty good scare, you know? Peter, you doubter, there's your reward. Oh, I'm just kidding. Come on, get in the boat. He could have. But none of that with Jesus. It's all about mercy with Jesus. And there, in the fellowship of that little boat, with the disciples worshiping Jesus, confessing Him as God's own Son, strange little church out there, isn't it? What do you know? The wind stopped. The wind stopped and the worship began. Think of this pattern. We see the wind, we're afraid, we sink, we remember, we call out, Jesus rescues us, brings us into the boat, we worship Him. The wind stops. Friends, a life of faith is a life of relearning this pattern over and over and over again. A pattern that was established out on this blustery sea. Put these words in your mouth. Lord, save me. Would you please pray with me? Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rock and treacherous shoal. Chart and compass come from Thee. Jesus, Savior, pilot me. Amen.